With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More than 3,000 Christian broadcasters from 40 nations gathering in Nashville for the 85th annual convention of the National Religious Broadcasters Association. President Troy Miller says NRB 2026 has a very large agenda of some critical topics.
This is the largest gathering of Christian communicators that will happen really here in North America and around the world. This conference is it's jam-packed, so we'll be doing a number of things. We have over 140 speakers that will be covering every topic that's near and dear to the heart of a Christian communicator, as well as all the things that are going on legislatively or in the regulatory environments, partnering in ministry. It's just a great time.
Capitol Police Chief Michael Sullivan says his officers have intercepted a shotgun-carrying man Tuesday before he could get to the Capitol.
Who knows what could have happened if we wouldn't had officers here standing guard like they do every single day. I think it's important to note that just a few months ago, we had an active shooter exercise right here on the West Front, virtually in the same spot. And we do those active shooter exercises every single month. And that's why we do it.
Sullivan does say the 18-year-old gunman was wearing a tactical vest and gloves, had a Kevlar helmet and gas mask in the vehicle. The shotgun was loaded. He had additional rounds on him. Officials say they've identified the man as Carter Camacho of Smyrna, Georgia. U.S. military has carried out strikes on three more drug boats in Latin American waters. 11 people have been killed. And an avalanche in Northern California in the midst of heavy storms. 6 skiers have been safely rescued. 10 others, though, are still missing. This is SRN News. President Trump honoring Susan B. Anthony.
The famous suffragette and pro-life advocate was born in February, and the president has released a statement calling her a, quote, true American giant and an unwavering advocate for the cause of human dignity. We recommit to the timeless truth she spent her life defending, that every human being is made in the holy image of God. Susan B. Anthony was born a Quaker in 1820 and spent her life advocating for a number of causes, including the end of slavery. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious people have weighed in on sex change operations for youngsters. Now, the poll finds white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws barring kids from undergoing these procedures in order to live as the opposite sex. Total is 67%. 51% of white mainline Protestants favor bans on the child sex change surgeries. This is SRN News. U.S. bobsledder Ilana Myers-Taylor has gone from almost quitting the sport to winning Olympic gold. Here's Bob Agnew.
A few weeks before Christmas, she texted her husband from Norway and said she couldn't keep going. Cooler heads eventually prevailed, and on Tuesday, she returned to training after taking the monobob title at the Milan Cortina Games. At 41, she becomes the oldest woman to win an individual Winter Games gold. She also tied the U.S. record for Winter Olympic medals by a woman. Bob Agnew reporting.
Warner Brothers Discovery briefly reopening takeover talks with Skydance owned Paramount to hear the company's best and final offer while the Hollywood giant continues to back the studio and streaming deal that it struck with Netflix. In a Tuesday regulatory filing, Warner says Netflix had granted it a waiver to open discussions with Paramount for 7 days. More details, srnnews.com.